Hello, G and Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. Next Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss as I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Normally, this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, but we're not in normal times. For those who have been living under a televisual rock for the last week, my regular co-host and cheery chum, Jordan North, is currently suffering repeated massive indignities being on ITV. Sorry, there's a full stop missing. I'll try again. Jordan is currently suffering repeated and massive indignities. Being on ITV is a dream come true for Jordan. As you should know by now, I'm with you every day with a special shiny edition of our podcast, keeping you up to date with everything that's going on in the castle. I'm William Hansen, Jordan's original camp mate, and by day I teach people etiquette. I'm a fashion trail blazer, whereas Jordan's a bush sugar trial blazer. Following last night's antics, the nation wondered what could possibly be worse than being trapped in a cold, dark tunnel with hairy spiders, itchy bugs, slimy toads brushing past. Please welcome producer Ben.
Hi, guys. They're getting better.
Are they? Thank you.
I don't know how, but those intros, absolutely stunning work.
Oh, yeah, I've got a few lined up.
You had a busy day yesterday as well, so I'm surprised that you sort of managed to fit that in.
I can always find time to put you down.
And I'll be forever grateful for that. How was your hypnotherapy, William?
It was good. We saw a few rats last night, not just in the bumpers as usual, but in the trail for the next trial, which Jordan is not doing. Huge news. We will talk about that later. And I was okay. How's your last 24 hours been, Ben?
Yes, good. We're attracting fans to the Sex in My Boss account all over the place. Burnley FC like to tweet.
Oh, wow.
Gwirick Castle.
Right, yes.
They commented on Instagram. However you say that, we still need our Welsh lesson. Haven't had that yet. And someone commented on Instagram saying that my voice was as fantastic as the shipping forecast.
Right.
And been a few hours now, still can't quite work out if that's a compliment or a massive insult.
And I believe your brother has been using the podcast as a pulling mechanism, to use the vernacular.
Yes, just like Jordan was pulling himself down that tunnel last night, my brother has been on the popular dating app Hinge, and a young woman asked him if he knew the podcast. So the podcast is getting out there amongst young daters. And he replied, "Know it, my brother's producer Ben." So there we go.
And then she blocked him.
Then I don't think he heard another word from her.
No.
Which is a user experience for him.
What are you drinking tonight? You got another can of San Miguel?
San Miguel.
Oh, okay. San Miguel. Get the D down, you. Right, who should we... well, look, I know we've toasted him before many times, but he did so well on his own in that trial that he did last night. Let's toast Jordan once again. Jordan.
To Jordan.
No clinking, because it's common. If you haven't got a drink and you're listening to this, this is a good time to get it. Back in 5 minutes, Ben will just about be finished talking about the competition. Over to you.
I'm going to say it in as few words as I possibly can. Tweet 8 a.m. this morning. You retweet it. If you do, you get entered into competition. Win 2 bottles of Gin and Debonair, two cocktails of your choice from www.thebottlebartender.co.uk. Yes, I think that's everything you need to know. just go there. There'll be a hashtag with Get Behind Jordan. And now I've gone on too long. Sorry.
Joining us today to pick over what we saw last night, Nick Grimshaw. Hello, Nick.
Hello, William.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Now, have you been voting for Jordan in all of these trials?
I've not actually voted for him.
Okay.
I've really wanted him to do them. Initially, I really wanted him to do them. And then when he went down and did the abseiling, I was like, oh, that was quite funny. But then when he did the Viper Vault, I was like, I don't know if this is funny. I was like, I don't know if I actually do want him to do this. And then he did it. And then I was like, yeah, I do want him to do the challenges, actually. But I've not actually voted for him. My boyfriend's voted for him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's basically the same.
Have you been voting for him?
I have, I'll be honest. And then the night that he was told that he was going to be doing the shaft trial, the trapdoor trial that he did last night, his little face looked so horrified and sad. And it was only at that point that I went, I don't think I should have been voting for him.
Yeah, because it's such a funny line, isn't it? Like, you kind of, you want your favourites to do the challenges when you're watching it, right? Like, you want, like, your favourites to do it when you do, even when you don't know someone in it, you're like, oh, I love them, I want them to do it. But because we know Jordan, I'm like, oh, I want him to do it because I want to, it's more interesting for us, or anyone who listens to Radio 1, to see Jordan do the challenge. But then also you're like, oh, can't have Jordan do it. But then also, it's a tough one.
Now, normally on our podcast, we drink a gin and a bonnet, which is abbreviated to G&D. Have you ever tried any G or indeed D?
I've not had D.
No, we're big fans of the D on this podcast. We should get you some. But if you were in I'm a Celebrity this year, what would your luxury item be? Because they were given their luxury items last night.
Ooh. See, I don't know. It was funny seeing the array of the luxury items that they got last night. Because half of me thinks I'd go down the Russell Watson route and be like, I'll have a pillow. You know what I mean? Like, because then beds, that it's just, it's not a bed, is it? It's a plank of wood. So I think I might go pillow, but I think the best luxury item, and I didn't know you could have it, is a song. And I never, ever enjoy the sound of S Club 7. Like, I never put it on and be like, love this at home. But I felt emotional when they all got up and danced to Reach by S Club 7. And I don't know why, but I was nearly crying.
Would you have preferred Steps? Are you a Steps fan?
I think I might have preferred Steps, yeah. Mm. I think I'd have gone for my Root, Scoop and Baby, that one.
Oh, that.
That one.
No, that's their worst one, 5, 6, 7, 8. No.
Oh, I love 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll have to move on, quick. Jordan's Burnley scarf, though. There was talk originally. Before he went in, he did say to me that his luxury item was going to be a copy of my first book. And I thought, well, there we go. We'll shift loads.
You always need stuff for the fire, I think, don't you?
Thanks very much. You shut your face. But anyway, he didn't take that. He took a scarf, which is somewhat disappointing. But he seemed very happy with all of that.
I think it'll be nice, though, because it's, you know, it's comforting. It's nostalgic. You know, it serves two purposes, that, doesn't it? Because I'd just have a scarf of, like, don't know, like, I wouldn't have a football team on it. I think I'd just have, like, Marlboro Light. I'd be like, reminds me of my childhood. So I think it's nice, it's nostalgic, but also it's useful in Wales, you know? Good one.
Yes, keep you warm. At the start of last night's show, we saw Jordan having to give Ruthie Henshaw a barefoot massage. And again, Jordan's facial expressions. Do you think they were worse during the eating trial or giving Ruthie Henshaw a foot massage?
The face when he got the hand sanitizer out absolutely killed me.
Yes.
And I know there's already been a few moments which are going to be, I guess, like meme moments using Jordan's face, but that's the one. But I mean, touching someone's feet in there is minging, isn't it?
Yeah, although at least with Ruthie Henshaw, she has only been in there for about 36 hours, so it's probably better than touching, I don't know, Victoria Derbyshire's feet. Mm. What did you think of Dave the Jester with that terrible Welsh accent? They have gone all that way to Wales, and ITV apparently can't find anyone with a Welsh accent.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't tell because I'm not Welsh. So I was like, is that... That's not a Welsh accent. But then I was like, maybe it's a specific Welsh dialect. But after scrolling through Twitter all night and consulting with Welsh friends, they were like, it's not a Welsh accent. That's just someone pretending to be Welsh.
Yeah.
There was something quite enchanting about the Jester, though. I did feel like a little bit like he's someone that I'd meet at a festival and be best friends with for a weekend.
Okay.
William does an impression of Jordan when he was younger, and we call him Camp Young Jordan. And I think a few G&D divas were imagining that was a potential Camp Young Welsh Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was quite camp, wasn't it? With like the hand on the face as well, was very like, ooh, Ruthie, ooh. And I like that he was immediately drawn to a Star of the West End, which I would be as well, you know?
Let's talk about this ghost that Russell Watson then imagined. I think that was the most cliched description of a ghost ever. It was a woman over there wearing white. And it was so tragic a description, of course Jordan believed it.
It was the first thing that we said in our house, which was like, it's too obvious. You wouldn't have done that. You wouldn't have gone like, oh my God, it was a Victorian child. You know, like, it's too obvious.
Oh, yes.
I did think his acting was quite good, Russell's, though. Like, he didn't overgo it. Bad description, but I don't think he hammed it up too much. Right?
No, I mean, it did convince Jordan. Jordan then sort of looked around with a terribly serious face, went, the guy's not lying. The guy's not lying.
He's not lying. No. He's not lying. I'd have believed him, I think. I thought that was quite good acting from Russell, that. So he could, you know, do opera and maybe Hollyoaks or something.
Yes, there are so many options leaving the castle.
I was hoping that Russell was going to spring up out of bed and start singing opera, like Scream, but opera. He just did a pretty standard... Very manly.
We did a trick on my friend when we went and stayed in the country. Me and my friend Colette went to the countryside, and then I had friends nearby that Colette didn't know. So one day I went and did a supermarket shop, and I ran into them, and I ran into my friends and their kids. And then I said, oh, it's just me and Colette at the house and blah, 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 blah. I said, why don't we do a trick on her tonight? So that we agreed basically at midnight that they would turn up at the house and scare me and Colette, well, just Colette. And I didn't realise the lengths that they went to, but they put one of their kids in a in a white dress that she wore for a christening, and they absolutely soaked her and left her in the front lawn like that. And she was like 7, and she was just going, like that. So Colette actually did experience what Russell Watson was describing. Like, she was like, there's a girl in a dress! And I was like, there won't be. And that actually happened, yeah.
Do you still talk to Colette, or does she still talk to you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, from her hospital that she has to live in. She's been scarred.
We know you're all waiting for us to talk about Jordan's latest attempt at a trial, so we'll get to that very soon. But before then, it's worth saying that if you do listen to these daily podcasts, why not pipe up in whichever WhatsApp group chats that you're on and spread the love? Every new G&D Diva gained is another person in line to get behind Jordan, and judging by Twitter, that's a very long line. Luckily, we've taken a look down the long shaft that we call the Sexed My Boss archive to find another vintage Jordan's Joke of the Week.
I once seen Arnold Schwarzenegger with chocolate all round his mouth. It was in the middle of April. I said, Arnie, I bet I can tell what your favourite Christian holiday is. And he said, I have to love Easter, baby.
And now for something a Radio 1 DJ isn't used to hearing, adverts.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an introduction to the podcast that gets a flavour for your neighbour.
Peering over the fence when things have got tense.
With the most outrageous tales of your next door fails.
The time has come for you to listen to...
Score Next Door.
My name's Rich Williams.
And I'm Emma Jones.
Score Next Door is our brand new podcast.
And we think you're going to love it.
Hopefully a bit more than you love your neighbours.
There's a new episode every Wednesday, so search for us wherever you listen to your podcast to find out what all the fuss is about.
And if you do love your neighbours, you might as well listen to the people that hate theirs.
Yeah, why not?
We should really crash on and talk about the trial, Jordan's, I don't know, 408th trial that he's had to do on the programme. This one he has had to do on his own. And I was more concerned, as indeed I think the rest of his campmates sort of acknowledged, that he didn't have Shane, Vernon or Beverly or indeed everybody else to buoy him on. He was on his own. Were you worried when you knew he was going to be in an enclosed space with God knows what in there with him? How did you feel?
I think that the first one was the worst one, like the vol and like just getting there and not even having time to settle in. And I'd be, I don't know, like even going in that environment and you don't know anyone, you've just seen them off the telly, and then all of a sudden you're in a castle and Ant and Dec are there, and then you've got to get into like a grave with Shane Ritchie. Like, it's mad. Like, it's such a weird change from just your normal life to doing that. So I was less worried. But then when I saw the trap doors and I realised it was lying on your back like that, I don't know how he did that. Because he was very composed, I thought, in that. Like, he handled it very, very well. And I'd have been freaking out in that. Like, I thought it was minging. For me, the worst was the big millipedes.
Yeah.
Oh, awful.
We screeched at those.
They got a scream, yeah. They got a proper scream. They're chunky.
How would you cope generally doing all these trials?
So bad, like really, really bad. Like, I don't like anything. Like, I don't, I think that the closed space I wouldn't like. I wouldn't like that. I don't think, I don't like any critters, spiders, not a chance. The bugs falling on me, I don't think I'd be too offended by. Disgusting, but I wouldn't be like horrified by. I think putting your hand into a little hole, like to get the stuff, that's
not nice.
I don't think my hand would do it. It wouldn't allow me to do it, I don't think. Although I did get a spider, not a big one, off of the other day when we were going to bed on the ed board, a spider, and I did manage to get a card under it and a glass on top. I know that's not the same.
Oh, well done.
Your own bush took a trial.
Thank you. I got 12 stars. But I wouldn't have been able to do that a few years ago. But when something like that happens now, where you see an animal, I do, well, probably for the last 20 years, I do pretend that I'm on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. If there's like a small ant, I'm like, I'll get that. Although the toads as well, I'm not mad about a toad, are you?
No, is this the first time, again, listeners will know that I have never watched, really, I'm a Celebrity until this series. Have they done toads before? Is that a new sort of Welsh twist?
I've not seen a toad. Have you seen a toad, Ben?
I reckon toads are about, I think so. I don't know if they've ever had toads that eat stars before. That is a new Welsh variety of toad that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, I think they have like big... I think the technical term is big jungle toads normally. I don't know if you've seen like a regular sized toad. I think they're normally like these big things.
I was worried that there would be rats. and Jordan hates rats. And actually, the trial that's going to be airing tonight that Jordan is not doing, that does involve rats. We've seen that. So I'm really pleased that he's now managed to... That's the last of the four big fears that he has.
So many people have messaged me, and I'm sure they've messaged you as well, William, being like, is he actually scared of these things? Yes. Like, who's like, oh, I love loads of insects on my head. Surely everyone's scared of that. Who's like, I love snakes on me. No one.
One great thing that we haven't mentioned during the trial is how Jordan just started talking about tomato ketchup in the middle of the trial.
Yes.
He was completely just so fine with doing that trial, so different to In the Vault, that he just started asking Ant and Dec what they were having for dinner and breakfast.
That's a good tactic, though, I think, that, like, when you're in there. I mean, the first one, the Vault one, when I saw him going into it, I was like, there's not a chance he's going in this. I was like, that was pure fear on his face. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if he decided to work with himself, but I did like the route of, yeah, just chat about ketchup and what you're having for your tea.
It's nice.
Do you have any sauce?
Did you have any sauce?
And then he was terribly British when he came out. He said sorry for making small talk, yeah. which is so sweet and quaint. But I, you know, anything that gets you through them is absolutely fine. And he wanted to get more than 7 stars. That was his sort of own personal goal. But actually, he got all 12.
Yeah, incredible. I loved that he couldn't add up the entire 12. That was like the biggest Jordanism of the series for me so far, that he was actually in there 2 minutes longer than he needed to be. Because he'd already collected it.
It's a little known fact that actually before he left us for Wales, Jordan was responsible for counting the votes in the American election, which is why it took so long.
Hang on, I'm going to start again now.
Yes. And it was the first Full House All Stars collected. And then another Jordan moment. He is full of, we know very well through the 5 series on this podcast, that he can't really speak or read words. And then we had shiitake mushrooms, which he pronounced as shit-take mushrooms. Which reminded me of the story when he was on the radio station you both present on, where he was reading out a listener's text who was on the way to, as he said, Ilfracombe, rather than Ilfracombe. And then everybody just texted him saying, it's Ilfracombe, not Ilfracombe. Ilfracombe.
Hey, when you're in a rush, you know, you've got all them texts coming in, it's hard to do sometimes. It is.
Yes,
it is.
You've got to talk up to the vocals on Dua Lipa, you've got 11 seconds. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Shit take mushrooms.
And it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then again, I'm still baffled watching this programme that they go through all of this hell to get food that is actually genuinely unappetizing.
Yeah, what is with that? Like, I guess when they're in Australia, they're eating sort of, which I guess is really mean as well, but like exotic animals. They're like, you've got kangaroo burgers, so it feels a bit more of a treat. Like, oh, wow, this is a weird experience. But tonight, a squirrel, that's basically a rat, isn't it?
Yeah, and it and they looked like squirrels as well. It wasn't even just squirrel meat.
Yeah.
It was the full thing, skinned.
Yeah. And even the other night when Jordan had to, like, pick the feathers off of a quail, I was like, it's not really... I really enjoyed Jessica saying, trying to basically spin the quail and potatoes into being like, we basically had KFC. Wasn't exactly KFC.
And then the results of the trial that will be shown tonight, not Jordan. The public are giving him a break.
I know. I think he deserves a break after all that. Like, I think he has gone in there genuinely to have fun and genuinely is terrified. And I think as fun as it is, you can't be doing them relentlessly. Like, it's torture. So I was really happy that he had the night off. Weren't you? Were you happy that he was doing
it? Oh, hugely relieved. Hugely relieved.
I'm unlike you, Nick, and I think a few of our listeners are as well, because every time the vote has come out, except for last night, I said, #get behind Jordan, vote, 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 without fail. And and the GND was mobilised and Jordan did the trial. Last night we said, maybe let's not vote for him. Not going to force you to do anything, obviously, it's still your choice, but lo and behold, Jordan's not on the trial.
Not on the trial.
It's Mo, and I did vote for Mo, so...
Maybe they're just checking your phone, Ben.
I think you're onto something there, yeah. Jordan to win.
Finally, do you have a good luck message for Jordan? He can't hear this, but let's pretend he can.
I don't think Jordan actually needs a good luck message. I think that Jordan's coming across so well on it, and he's honestly what he's like. And so many people have messaged me like, what's Jordan like? Do we like him? I'm like, yeah, this is what he's like. So I think he's killing it. I think he looks like really relaxed on there, apart from when he's doing the trials. He looks really relaxed around there, and he's like made a friend in Bev, who I'd want to make friends with. Beverly Callahard. Do you know what I mean? She's the one in there where I'm like, I love her. So he's made a friend in Bev, and everyone's, you know, loving him and supporting him, and Shane's got his back and helping him through, and then he's getting on with it with the trials. Like, I think it's all right to go and be terrified before you do those trials, but at least give it a go. It's always the worst when people are like, not doing it, not doing it. It's like, well, you know what the program is. That's what the thing is. But I think he's killing it. Love watching him on it.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us, Nick. We really appreciate your time. And yes, hashtag get behind Jordan.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And let's have a cocktail when he's out.
Yes, we'll take you for some D.
Please.
On our Help I Sexed My Boss Does, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here special tomorrow, my guest will be a Radio 1 alumni. He's the pick of my pops and the first ever winner of I'm a Celebrity, His Serene Highness Tony Blackburn. We'll be hearing what he thinks our own Radio 1 DJ needs to do to join him as I'm a Celeb royalty. Also, G&D Divas, remember, tomorrow is Picky Tea Friday. It's like Freaky Friday, but with more carbohydrates. If you want to join in the fun, just raid your freezer drawers, shove as much beige, sodium-laden rubbish on a plate, take a photo and share it on social media, tagging at SextedMyBoss and using hashtag GetBehindJordan. Don't miss us too much as we're back tomorrow, but until then, Ben...
Bye, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, G&D Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. On Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sexed My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sextedmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sextedmyboss.com/cinema.